Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
For how long periods are we talking about? Is it a phone call a day? Is that okay? I mean, I get questions like this all the time. How much communication should there be? Let's say they're long distance or not, you know, seeing each other right now. Any thoughts there, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. I have lots of thoughts. And the biggest thought that I have on it is to switch things up, because we all have a need for variety for different things, right? And if you're one of those people who wants a guy to be really kind of like obsessed with you, you know, and thinking about you all the time, think about gambling. Think about going to like a casino and gambling. And if you go to a casino and gamble, the reason that people get addicted to gambling and that they're just like totally like obsessed with it is because sometimes they win, sometimes they lose, different things are happening all the time. And so that's, you know, just take that kind of thought process and put it into what you're doing with him, right? If you're calling him and talking to him at the same time, every single day, all the time, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but it's not nearly as interesting if you guys talk, you know, one day and then the next day, and then you have a day off and then you talk again, right? And there's just some kind of unpredictability there. There's some variety to the how often you guys talk to each other. And so, I mean, it kind of depends, right? It depends on what's going on with him more than anything else, right? If he's reaching out, how often is he reaching out to you? How often is he trying to talk to you? And if he's not trying to reach out to you, he's not trying to talk to you, then, you know, you shouldn't be reaching out and trying to talk to him either. You know, just give him some space, because sometimes people need space, right? So one of the things that I hear all the time from women is they'll say things like, I gave everything to this man and he totally took me for granted. And it's like, well, you didn't give him the things that he needed, because if you gave him the things that he needed, he wouldn't take you for granted. And sometimes a gift that you give him isn't doing something and trying to make something happen and contacting him. It's actually giving him space, and it's giving him the gift of time away from you and getting to miss you and creating some scarcity there, so that he starts thinking about you and feeling like he wants to talk to you again, right? And so sometimes what you're giving him isn't what he needs, because if you're giving him what he needed, then he wouldn't be taking you for granted. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that you're giving him the right things. And so one of the ways that you do that is through mirroring. You mirror his interest level in you. You mirror what he's doing with you. And so if he's all over you and talking to you, it's totally okay to, you know, respond to him in the way that he is, you know, pursuing you. But if he's backing off and giving himself some space, you want to back off and give him some space as well, so that you create that vacuum, so that he wants to go into that vacuum, assuming that you had a good connection when you guys did have a connection and that you're doing all the things that I talk about.
I think that's great. I mean, everything we talk about it in slightly different ways, but it's kind of the exact same thing, actually. You know, it's the energy exchange, right? There's only so much intimacy and closeness that everybody can tolerate, right? So if you can tolerate this much, but a man can only tolerate this much, if it gets too close and he backs off, then you're constantly wanting to close that gap. First of all, you might have the wrong man there. If it, you know, I get questions all the time is, you know, it's been hot and cold or off and on for 3 years or something like that. That's like such a major red flag in my opinion. But you know, you get too close and it backs off and it never really gets to that full on relationship. So everything Matt is talking about really gives the man every chance to step up and want to kind of accept your invitation and create a connection with you, right? And like kind of crave that connection when he's not with you, which is what we're talking about today.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.